Radio, 1320 WILS.
We are back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. Well, an open house held today at the former GM Willow Run plant that highlights plans to sell former GM properties across the country, including several large plots of land and facilities in the Lansing area. The assets are now owned by Racer Trust, and Bruce Rasher is the Trust's redevelopment manager. He joins us now. Bruce, thanks for coming on the program here on 1320 WILS.
Michael, for having me on.
Okay, now these former plants, I'm guessing GM did not want to deal with them at some point then after the bankruptcy. How did the trust come to own these, and how many properties do you own at this point?
Well, last March 31st of 2011, when the GM bankruptcy was finished, the court appointed the trustee Elliott Laws to oversee their real estate left behind by GM. And so we became effective a year ago in March. And when we started, we were the third largest industrial portfolio in the U.S. and we're the largest environmental trust in U.S. history.
I see. Now, tell me, what is the prospect for the sale and redevelopment of former plants here in Lansing, including the Fisher Body Plant and the Lansing Metal Center and Lansing Craft Center? Is there any initial interest in these properties?
Well, there is. The trust has advantages over other corporate sellers in that we were provided with funding by the court to undertake environmental remediation at these sites. And that's often an impediment when buyers are looking at old industrial sites. And since the effective date, we have been working closely with the City of Lansing and Lansing Township and LEAP, the Economic Development Agency, as well as the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, to market these properties on a global basis. Mm-hmm. And so far, we've received a number of leads and expressions of interest that we're following up on.
I see. Now, these properties are currently polluted, right? They still need to be cleaned up.
But these are old industrial sites which typically have legacy environmental issues. The contamination at the sites is not migrating off the site and is not causing any harm to people or the environment, but in order for the sites to be reused for new construction to occur, we have to manage environmental risks at the site. Mm-hmm. And that's very common when redeveloping industrial properties.
Well, give me a sense of what the cost would be to clean up these kinds of sites as compared to the money you generate by actually selling them. I mean, isn't the cost of the cleanup going to outweigh that?
Well, as I was saying, the trust was capitalized at the beginning with funding for addressing the legacy environmental contamination issues at these sites. And we're doing so under the direction of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. And as a result, when a buyer takes title to the property, they don't have to worry about those issues because it's the trust job to finish the cleanup.
How have sales been going so far? Have any properties been sold across the board?
Well, we started with properties in 89 locations in 14 states. And to date, we have closed on 17 sales, amounting to approximately 12 million square feet of industrial buildings and about 750 acres of land. Those sales have occurred in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Indiana. So we're making very good progress, and we're aggressively marketing the remaining properties that are available for sale, mm-hmm. including those in the City of Lansing, Lansing Township, and we also have a site over in Delta Township that we're marketing.
As you know, the sales that have occurred, they've not been in the Lansing area. Are they in the Metro Detroit area then?
Well, we had a sale in Grand Rapids, the former Grand Rapids stamping plant, and several sales in the Pontiac area. So far, we have not yet concluded a sale in Lansing, but we're working with a number of interested parties who I believe will result in bringing deals to fruition.
Now, when it comes to the purpose of the sale, what happens with the land afterwards, are you involved in that? Is the trust involved in determining if is that a factor in deciding to sell?
Well, the court placed quite a few conditions on our sales, including a requirement that we must take the wishes of the community into consideration. And so we have been working closely with the City of Lansing and Lansing Township to understand their wishes for the reuse of the property. And in general, they're seeking new investment and new manufacturing for those sites. And so we have positioned the properties and we're marketing them accordingly. And we work very closely in cooperation with the city and the township in discussing potential buyers' redevelopment proposals before the trust would accept one and sell the property.
Just about a minute left. But what is the timeline then once the property is purchased? Are all the properties, or 90% of them, let's say, contaminated in some form or some way? And how long does it typically take to clean a site before somebody can begin building?
Well, of the 89 locations that the trust started with, there was known environmental contamination at roughly two-thirds. And there's no general answer for how long it might take to address environmental issues. But one of the unique advantages the trust has is that we are able to sell property and redevelopment can begin before the trust finishes its work in doing cleanup. And we work closely with the buyer and with the Department of Environmental Quality to harmonize our cleanup with the buyer's redevelopment plans.
And so certainly good to see. I was going to say, it's certainly good to see this land being put to use after being left unused for so long. Bruce Rasher, he is the redevelopment manager at Racer Trust. Bruce, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, we'll be right back to talk about the Affordable Care Act, a decision by the Supreme Court in about a week or so. One MSU professor says he's pretty sure what they'll say. That's next. Mike.